Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
For details.
Whether you're buying or selling, downsizing or expanding, relocating or vacationing, RE/MAX agents have the tools and the know-how to help you go from for sale to sold. It's why no one else sells more homes. Download the new RE/MAX app to find an agent and let their experience be your guide.
It's 8:22. Even with the coronavirus cases surging, baseball continues to get ready to play ball. That's coming up right after traffic and weather on the twos. Here's Justin.
Thanks a lot. So it's 76 eastbound, just at a crawl from Montgomery Drive to the approach of Spring Garden Street. Accidents, vehicle up on the center wall there. It's the left and center lanes closed. Crews are on the scene, and they now block the left lane on the westbound side as well, approaching Girard Avenue. So jam traffic both directions near Girard on 76. Rest of the Schuylkill Expressway in fine shape. It's 95 in Delaware County, jammed southbound from 322 down to the Delaware State line. Just the left lane gets through for road work. Now it looks like northbound 95, they may be setting up a work crew just north of the state line, starting to see a delay pick up. Rest 95, trouble-free. Out in East Fallowfield Township, just south of Coatesville, it's Route 82 closed in both directions near Newlandville Road. That is due to an accident. No problems on 476, the Blue Route, or the Pennsylvania Turnpike. In New Jersey, Route 55 southbound jams approaching Delsey Drive due to road work. No delays on 295 or the 42 freeway. Mass Transit is not reporting any major delays. I'm Justin Drobick in the KYW 24-Hour Traffic Center.
The NBC 10 First Alert forecast overnight, clear and comfortable, low 70. Tuesday, partly sunny, a chance of an afternoon shower, maybe a thunderstorm, and a high of 86. 82 right now in Collegeville, 83 in Mount Laurel. It's 87 degrees at the Acme on Snyder Avenue in South Philadelphia, sponsored by Acme. Download the Acme app to save. Well, despite the ongoing pandemic, the Phillies and the rest of the baseball world are getting set to return. More from KYW's Ed Bankin.
Matt Klentak understands the importance of baseball's return, but the Phillies GM also understands the challenges of getting through the 60-game season due to COVID-19.
Everybody wants the same thing. We want baseball to come back. We're thrilled that we are coming back. But now, just because we announced we're coming back doesn't mean we can take our foot off the gas.
Several players and front office personnel tested positive for the virus last week, and Klentak knows players will have to stay vigilant, especially with travel, which includes trips to states showing a spike in positive cases.
It's going to take a lot of discipline from a lot of people, and it's going to put a lot of strain on the testing process.
Klentak says none of the people who tested positive in the Phillies organization have needed to be hospitalized. I'm Ed Bankin, KYW News Radio.
The man who's now serving as White House Chief of Staff is being replaced on a powerful House committee. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the details.
When Republican Mark Meadows left Congress to become President Trump's right-hand man, he left vacant a seat on the House Oversight and Reform Committee. Republican James Comer of Kentucky will fill that seat, edging out Representative Jody Heiss. The choice was unexpected, since Heiss is the most senior member of the panel and one of the leading voices of the conservative House Freedom Caucus. The Oversight Committee is the main investigative panel in the House and one of the most influential committees in Congress.
The decision was made behind a closed-door steering committee meeting. At 8:25, it's Money News on KYW. Here's Bloomberg's Larry Kofsky.
Wall Street began the week with a strong advance. The S&P 500 erased its losses for the month. The Dow Industrials jumped 580, the S&P added 44, the NASDAQ gained 117. Micron Technology, sharply higher in late trading, the largest U.S. maker of computer memory chips, gave a strong forecast for its current quarter. Profits for its most recent quarter fell from a year ago, but still beat analyst estimates. It's not just yoga pants anymore. Lululemon has agreed to buy in-home fitness equipment maker Mirror for $500 million. Mirror, which offers live classes and on-demand workouts, will operate as a standalone company within Lululemon. Cirque du Soleil has filed for creditor protection in Canada while it develops a plan to restart its business. The company blames the immense disruption caused by COVID-19. It shut down its 44 productions worldwide in March. With money news from Bloomberg on KYW, I'm Larry Kofsky.
New Jersey's governor has reservations about allowing Garden Staters to make reservations. That's coming up on KYW.